first heartbreak is like that bad, the fact that I wasn't even like dating her or anything, and it still fucked me up like heavy. I even sent her like a long ass paragraph text one time,
no,
like pissed off. And wait, that's something I would never do.
What did it say?
I sent it, I passed out, and then when I woke up, I regretted it so hard that I had to apologize to her in real life.
What like the fuck?
Like the next day at school.
What did you say in the text?
Yeah.
Welcome back to a special episode of the Pull Out Podcast, and we're on top of a fucking mountain right now.
Fucking Runyon Canyon, baby.
It was kind of difficult to come up here.
It wasn't.
It was not a struggle at all for Phil.
You know why?
Because he's 6 foot.
Yes, and also because you're sober, and only pussies that drink get tired.
No, definitely not. I don't want to talk bad about people who do drink.
I don't want to talk bad about people that drink. Don't worry, I will talk bad about them then.
We're on top of a mountain now. Before we start this podcast, of course, we got to say the call to actions. Subscribe to our Patreon, link in the description. You can get exclusive features like bonus episodes and
free
merch that we give out every month, and access to our Discord where you can talk to us when we are on there. Other than that, on to the podcast. So how was the hike up here for y'all?
Dude, I feel really good. And honestly, I think it's because cardio makes you feel good afterwards.
Yeah, no, I feel amazing now.
I feel like I took a shot of coffee.
I felt like shit doing that. Like, that was actually... I actually pushed myself really hard because I tried to come up here with no breaks at all. Mm-hmm. Even though we did stop once just because we had to get, like, a shot. But, I feel amazing.
Isn't that a metaphor for life? The only reason why things feel good is because they were shitty right before.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess.
All right, dude. Too much small talk. Let's get to the juicy shit. On Discord, the fans wanted to ask us, what are the time we got our heart broken? That's the story they want to hear. So starting with Steezy, bro, tell us the time you got your heart broken.
It was Raul, right?
Raul?
Yeah.
Who's Raul?
Your lover.
All right, dude. Don't interrupt them, dude. Because he's going to go on this thing that he can't understand your jokes. So, dude, tell us the time you got your heart broken.
Okay, so... my one and only time that I got my heart broken was in high school.
How old were you?
I was 17. And like everybody says, your first heartbreak is brutal, bro. Like, it's suicidal.
You wanted to kill yourself?
No, I'm not saying that. That's a metaphor.
Okay.
Yes. Well, okay, let's see how much I could talk about this without like giving out too much information.
Whoever this girl is not like she's going to message you and be like, yo, what did you tell the time I broke your heart? Bitch, you broke my heart, so I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
She can't sue
you.
Well,
no, but it was also, like, my fault.
Well, you can say that, too.
Okay. Well, so I was in high school, and I've never had a girlfriend before. And then I start talking to this girl, and I'm, like, I'm surprised why... What?
No, keep going.
What? I hear, like, fucking mumbles.
Keep going.
Okay.
So you were in high school. You were in high school.
Uh-huh. I start talking to this girl... And I'm like wondering why she's interested in me for some reason. But I don't know. We just start hanging out all the time. We're not like officially dating.
So y'all are friends?
We're like kind of in this flirty stage where we both know we like each other, but we're not saying it to each other.
Okay.
And it was like 7 months. And then in February, prom was coming up and everybody was talking to me like, yo bro, you gotta ask her to prom before her ex does.
Okay,
because they you know they get together and they break up often.
Is he in the same like high school as you?
Yeah. Then because I never wanted to make it a real thing because we weren't officially dating, but when I saw prom was coming up, I was like, you know,
yeah,
I was telling everybody, oh, you're right, I have to.
Yeah, because you're trying
and
to
I've
hit
never
it.
Done anything like this for a girl. I don't like to, but you know, I can't have, I don't know. So I buy a poster and you know how people make like Snapchat cutouts of like people's faces?
Dude, we're too old for Snapchat.
Too old
we
for
never
that.
Did that in high school.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. So we did that and I printed them out at CVS because I used to work at CVS. Printed out a bunch of pictures of her faces.
Oh,
that's adorable.
And I cut her faces into prom. I made prom out of her faces, but basically my poster, my poster said,
it's kind of creepy, bro.
Oh, what did it say? Oh, can I take U2 prom, and U2 was a YouTube logo.
Jeez.
I know.
Bro.
I know.
Brother, dude.
It was bad. It was like U-T-U dot, dot, dot.
Please tell me she said no.
No, she said yes. She said yes, of course.
Yeah. Of course. How could you not say yes to
that? Yeah, I cannot say yes to your face being cut out. She probably was scared. She was like, dude, I better say yes to this guy.
It was a pretty creepy poster. Maybe we could put it on the screen blurred.
Yeah. Why would you put it on the screen and blur it?
Well, because I don't want to like show her face because maybe she doesn't.
Why would you put it on the screen?
She doesn't want to be, you know, exploited and stuff.
Yeah.
More than she already did.
Huh?
More than you already exploited her.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So what happened next? So she says yes.
So yeah, she says yes. I'm feeling good because I just asked a girl to prom and she said yes. I'm like, got my date locked in.
What would you do if she had said no? But do you have a plan B? Like I'm joking.
Oh, this is a prank. Look, the camera's right there. Yeah, I actually also filmed it. I filmed it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could have pulled that excuse. Oh, this is a prank.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then prom is like in June, so there's still a few months.
Okay, you got a few months.
It gives me more time to think.
Well, think about what?
I don't know. Just like, what am I doing? Because I started thinking, oh, I want to do YouTube. Right. She wants to go to college in another city. What's going to happen after we graduate? Just because, like, I don't know. I hate to get into something when I know it's not going to last.
Because you're thinking in the future already.
Well, I just think about that with everything. Because a lot of people are so short-brained or short-minded yeah. when it comes to relationships, at least when they're young.
Yeah.
They just think in the moment. They don't think in the future at all. But for me, it's like, what's the point of dating somebody if I know I'm going to break up with them?
Okay.
So I eventually had to bring up to her, hey, you do really good academically. I'm going to go this dropout route, YouTube shit. So I don't think we should, you know, do anything further than friends.
You told her that?
Yeah. And
like before prom or after prom or during
before prom?
What
and then
the
she
fuck?
Said, and then she said, "Do you still want to go to prom with me?" And I said,
"Oh,
yes."
Oh shit! Okay.
Yes, we could go as friends. And Jesus, she was like, "Okay." Man. Then a week passes.
You know, there's a thing called lying, where you can pretend you like the girl, you smash, you do all this thing, and at the end you tell her, "Hey, I changed my mind."
Dude, CC has integrity,
and you get the best of both worlds.
Hey, well, I'm a nice guy. No,
yeah,
okay.
He has integrity. Dude.
The nice guy card. No, I mean that's fucked up. I don't do stuff like that. But yeah, I hate that I'm saying this much information, but
did you at least make out before you told her this or touch any gravity, do something?
No.
You did nothing.
No, I did nothing. Dude, this was my first time ever like
he was 17
having a relationship with a girl.
You didn't even kiss her.
No, we weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend ever. Really.
Then how are you breaking up with a person you should
Well, I basically stopped it from happening. But we were hanging out all the time. Okay. It's just I never like made it official. But yeah, we didn't really do anything because it was my first time ever doing shit, cute shit with a girl. But yeah, then a week passes of me telling her that we can't do this thing anymore, which was really nothing. But then she gets back with her ex.
Damn.
And
was her ex
that
taller?
Shit, huh?
Was her ex taller and bigger than you? Or
yeah,
damn,
actually a lot bigger. But that actually like really broke my heart, which doesn't make sense because I was the one who told her that we can't do anything. But yeah, man, I remember just like it was painful mentally.
Like, did you cry? That's a real question.
You
can be honest if you cried. I know you cried. I don't know what you're like.
Not like actual tears, but like more like, you know, sitting in your room and you're, you know, pouting. I would say I pouted. There we go. That's okay. A good word. But yeah, then prom comes and I'm telling her I don't want to go to prom anymore. Well, I don't know if I can say this.
Dude. Say it.
Okay, so look.
Phil, help me out.
Okay,
here,
so
I mean, I'm trying to.
So I bring it up to her. I'm like, hey, are you dating your ex again? And she's like, yeah. And
but you're
then I'm like,
this
okay,
is pre-prom.
Yeah, this is pre-prom. So I'm like,
so
okay,
what
so
what the fuck is the point of you going to prom with her?
Yeah. So that's what I was telling her. I was like, okay, so how's prom gonna work out, and she was like, "Oh, well, I still want to go with you."
What the?
Dating this other guy, and that was my exact. That was my exact reaction. I was like, "How the fuck does that make sense?"
Right.
And I told her I didn't want to go to prom.
Nice, one for the boys. Know,
good job, dude.
And she's like keeps saying like, "No, just go to prom with me." Like you asked me, like you got to go.
Well,
I already told
her. Ex taking to prom?
Nobody.
What the fuck?
Doesn't make any sense,
dude,
right?
That makes no sense
sense. I was so confused. I was heartbroken.
Maybe you were
like,
getting set up, dude.
I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Do I live in a simulation or what?
Right.
And so prom comes up. I didn't want to go with her, so we didn't go.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went. I didn't want to go. Also, I had a film premiere that same day, so I didn't show up for the first hour because I was at UT. You know, we had a film in the theater thing.
Right.
It felt like a movie that day because, you know, my face is displayed on a whole theater.
Damn.
As soon as that's done, drive over to prom, get in my suit.
Damn.
And I show up to prom fashionably late. And yeah, then she's there with her ex.
Okay.
But they're like not there together, which doesn't make any sense.
What the fuck?
But it was just weird, man.
That is so strange.
It was so weird. I mean... Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing.
Dude, it's like you were the microwave. You were heating the meal and someone else took it and ate the food you were heating up.
Sure, but I wouldn't say
dude,
it like
that's
that.
The weirdest analogy I've ever heard. You were the microwave.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that works. It's just random.
Well, the thing, never mind. I don't want to go down the road. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear that helicopter, but there's a LAPD chopper.
Dude, we're in... Grand Theft Auto San Andreas right now. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like.
Downtown Los Angeles, fucking the beach shit, the sunset, Hollywood sign. It's nice.
Welcome to Sin City.
Sin City.
Well,
but anyways,
I don't know if you told the story right, but
no, he's continuing. He's continuing.
No. That was it.
That's the worst heartbreak story I've ever heard. That I didn't like, that I wasn't really dating. That I didn't even want to take a prom, was with another dude, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean,
I never kissed her. I never did anything with her.
That shows.
Dude, this is an Avengers movie.
No,
you literally told me an Avengers love story.
But like that shows that your first
Transformers.
Hold on.
Oh.
But that shows that your first heartbreak is like that bad. The fact that I wasn't even like dating her or anything, and it still fucked me up like heavy. I even sent her like a long ass paragraph text one time, pissed off, and something I would never do.
What did it say?
I sent it, I passed out, and then when I woke up, I regretted it so hard that I had to apologize to her in real life.
What the fuck?
The next day at school.
What did you say in the text?
Yeah.
I forgot. It was just a bunch of shit.
You did not forget,
like,
dude.
I was like, would you be dating your ex and still want me to go to prom and all this shit? Like,
okay, yeah, yeah.
I was just confused and pissed off.
I think this is
pouting.
A good heartbreak story, and the reason why is because... this happens at least mainly with guys, but especially younger guys, where you don't know how to fucking process your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So like he's all confused. He's like Zubat got hit with confusion, and mm-hmm. like you're there and you're like, why I'm going to prom, but I guess you're with somebody else. And then we as guys always have like a delayed effect, you know. Girls sometimes like cry initially and then they get better like quickly, but we are fine, and then there's a moment where it kind of hits you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like a delayed response. That's what it's sounding like, at least. And you don't know how to fucking deal with that, so you spazzed out, and you're like, okay, at least mature enough to, like, apologize, I guess. I don't even know the specifics, but...
It made me learn a lot about myself, for sure, too. It was also because it was the first time. And
yeah.
Yeah. A new part of me that I've never seen before.
Okay.
Now, you said something interesting that I want to point out, because I was watching a show that... kind of touches on this, and it's why would I get in a relationship if I know it's gonna end? That's the equivalent of saying, why would I start this movie if I know it's gonna end? Well, the whole point of it is to enjoy the movie. Like,
damn,
the point of life, everything good, everything good in life ends. Like, you should not watch the movie just because, like, at some point it's gonna stop. Like, the whole point is to go through that.
Mm-hmm. Just use the movie. I think that's what Phil's saying.
Well, respectfully.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I even saw somebody tweet one time, like, nothing's forever, not even life. No. Somebody said something also about something's going to end. What's the point? And then they responded with, not even life is forever.
Yeah.
And that also made me think, oh, shit, he's right.
Yeah, there's so much impermanence in life where, like, I mean, your dog, your job, money, health, you could get sick, like, anything. Yeah, it's something I've been thinking a lot about. It's just, you know, of course, it's going to end. Which is why when you told that story last night in the podcast, which if you're listening, the last episode, CZ was like, I felt sparks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
With shit like that, if you feel sparks whenever, like, you see somebody, dude, go all in. Fuck it. Fuck it. Because chances are it probably won't in. Work. So I might as well try it.
I should have went in.
You would have...
For context... Huh?
Nothing. Keep going.
For context, we're talking about the story that was on number 24. Where I felt sparks for this girl. If you want to hear that, here's another call to action. You got to go back and watch that podcast. Boom. More views.
All right, dude, what about you? When did you get your heart broken?
No, you go.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
you know me, bro. I mean, dude, I fall in love quick. What?
Bro, hold on. Let me just point out how beautiful this is. We're talking about the times we got our heart broken, watching the sunset on top of a mountain. If you're listening on Spotify or anything, go to YouTube, because you're not getting the full experience right now.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Yeah, all right, continue.
Dude, there's many times, but I'll say one time that it was... I'll say this one is interesting. This one's interesting.
Okay.
When he's telling the story, I'll try to remember, like, a really good one.
Okay.
But this was just interesting. So there was this girl that moved to our high school. She was an exchange student from Europe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you already know she's fine as fuck, bro. Because all these American girls here are like 300... Oh, no! Nothing! they are on diabetes road.
Wait,
they're,
what?
They're on diabetes road. That's it.
That's worse.
They're on their road. Worse. Diabetes. okay. Okay. Basically, dude, this girl is hot as fuck, right? So you're like, they're pretty attractive. You know, dress is different. You know, and it's like, oh shit, that girl is really attractive. Now, you know how you look at girls and you get a crush, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
You get a crush, and it's like, dude, you've never talked to this girl. She doesn't even know your name. Why the fuck are you so obsessed with her? But you're in high school, bro, and this is past when there was any social media and shit. So it's like, that's all you see. You know, I don't get on TikTok, see any girls naked. You know, you don't get on Pornhub, see any girls naked, Facebook. There's like no way to see attractive women other than in real life. So it meant a lot more to see a girl walking by and being like, damn, she's beautiful. Because I mean, right now you just get on your phone and you see thousands of beautiful girls that, I mean, you're, what's that word called, you're desensitized.
Yeah,
you're desensitized to beauty.
It's oversaturated now.
But back then, a beautiful girl was like really fucking beautiful. So I was like, damn. And everybody talked about, like, dude, that girl's hot as fuck. You know, and I was scheming how I'm going to say hi to her, you know, like, how I'm going to introduce myself. And I'm planning all this out. And then I hear this story my friend tells me that at a party, bro, you know, a high school party, they saw her, or basically what happened is that she went in a car with three dudes and they were in a train on her. Now, think about this,
dude. Oh, my God.
A girl that you really like, you're preparing to
Holy
say
fuck.
This amazing introduction. And then I was really, what's it called? You know, I didn't know anything of that, like, crazy. I was, what's that word called? Like, I wasn't.
You were infatuated?
No, like, I wasn't, like, too porn, like, sexual, like, none of that shit. I was, like, innocent.
Oh, you were innocent.
I feel bad for laughing.
Yeah, I was, like, an innocent kid, you know? Like, dude, a kiss would mean a lot to me.
I
like,
feel bad for laughing, man.
Even
that,
hearing
because
someone
that's brutal.
Kissed her, even hearing that someone kissed her would crush me, right? That would destroy me if someone kissed her. And I hear, she got a train run on by three dudes, and they don't even give a fuck, dude?
Wait, is this true? Was this factual or just a story?
No, it was factual, because I think she moved because her parents found out. So she left
what the fuck?
She left the high school, dude. But yeah, dude, I mean, you should see my face. I'm over here fucking writing a note, you know, fucking plot it out.
Oh, little Shakespeare LeHondre.
Titanic, bro. And then I hear, yeah, dude, fucking ran a train on her. I was like, and I had to look up what a train was, and I'm like, Jesus, bro, this is what happened to her. And that's when I realized women are I'm not gonna say anything. You know what? I'm not gonna say anything. But we all know. Everybody watching knows what I was trying to say. And that was the beginning of my journey to.
What were you trying to say?
Read between the lines, Steezy. Read between the lines. But yeah, I mean, that was just like one of the many that I was like, bro, you better close that fucking heart, dude, because if you leave it open, it's gonna be destroyed. So
well, but that's the whole point. Like, I think, I mean, I understand this, dude. I empathize with you. I mean, I have so many of those small little stories. But dude, if I'm here to live and die and experience everything, I'm gonna goal in for both sides.
No, well, I guess be careful.
No,
for
sure.
Who you open your heart to.
Dude, there's always that chance that whenever you do let somebody in your house, it might completely fuck it up. And that's kind of like a risk that I'm willing to take. You're freezing, aren't you, buddy?
Well, do you tell your story now? Just stop delaying it.
Well, anyways, my heartbreak story. I'll try to move quick through it. So I always say that whenever I take more than 45 minutes for one story. But anyways, I was in ninth grade. And up until then, I kind of like girls, but it was one of those
kind of like girls. What, so you like guys? Wait,
yeah, you were bisexual.
So you like
not
guys?
That that's a problem.
What do you mean kind of like girls?
Yeah, basically I wasn't paying attention to girls. My energy was more dedicated to like playing sports, like basketball, swimming, and just having fun with my friends.
Gotcha.
Like I always prioritize hanging around funny people. As far as I can remember, like 6th, 7th grade, it's just like I wanted to laugh and fuck around. I didn't really want to take anything seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a preface to the ninth grade is in sixth grade, there was like one of those bullshit relationships that you have, like, oh, you write a note, will you be my girlfriend? And you say yes. And then that lasted a week. And I gave her like this little stuffed animal. It was a stuffed chameleon, like a Thai baby stuffed animal. I don't know if you know those, but you find them at CVS sometimes. And then she was like, hey, I don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore, even though literally nothing happened. We just talked every now and then. And I say, okay, I don't care about you. I literally wrote that in a note. I sent her, and she starts crying, and all her friends
are... Like a physical note.
Yeah, physical note. And she's crying. All her friends are consoling her and giving me, like, the, like...
Wait, you know, we're talking about, like, heartbreaks with us, not the girls
what's
that
going on? No, hold on.
You broke her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked her up.
That's what it sounds like.
But I'm saying this is in sixth grade. So I moved on, and I was like, you know what? I'm invincible because no one can break my heart. And she was crying. And by the way, I'm upset that she still kept the iguana stuffed animal. Like, we're together a week. It's only right that you return it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. So I don't want to say her name, even though it pissed me off. I hate everyone in sixth grade. Remember the story I said yesterday in yesterday's podcast about the sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot unpacking there and sixth grade experience. But anyways, fast forward to ninth grade. I'm having fun.
10 to 6 upside down. It's a 9 now.
Yeah. So in the, and I've done this, by the way, multiple times. In 7th grade, there was a girl that liked me. She wrote me notes. I used to rip the notes.
All right. He's just flexing at this point.
No, hold on.
I broke up with this girl.
I ripped her notes up.
In 7th grade, I got so many notes. I was ripping notes. Dude, get to the part where you got your heart broken, where you were the one destroyed. Okay.
No, is karma coming? And the reason why is because, like, there's karma. So trust me, it hit me bad. Because in 7th grade, she used to give me a card, like, letters and chocolate. And I used to rip the letters and eat the chocolate. So then I was like, oh, I'm even more invincible. I'm heart of steel. Nothing can hurt me. I'm so happy. No one's in control of my emotions.
The end, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. That's the whole story.
And then
done.
I fucked my teacher.
And then you know what? And we left in a helicopter while I blew up the school in the background, got $1 million. So ninth grade, whenever you see a girl and you're like instant crush, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's what happened. And we're in ninth grade, and one of my friends was like, hey, you know, my friend likes you.
You could have literally skipped to this part. There was no need to say the other previous ones. But
no,
keep
no, no. The reason
I'll let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
I'm building up the fact that like up until that point, I was
he was a god, dude. He was a god up to that point. Surrounded by a harem of women throwing themselves at him,
6 feet tall. And no, and then I was in ninth grade and I saw her and I was just like, oh, I really like her. I like her face. I like her smile. Everything is cool. Let's get it. We're sitting down and she was like, all right, let's meet together as a group of friends first. And then we'll, you know, me and her go like sort of walk around. Okay. You're having a seizure in the middle. Alejandro's having a seizure. Cool. So we start talking. I'm terribly awkward in the group encounter with friends, her friend group and my friend group.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. There's not, it's everything you say is dog shit. There's nothing to salvage a conversation. You're just saying, so, you know, colors, you know, music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. My parents. Oh yeah. They're terrible. You know, like there's no substance. But eventually, you know, both of you tolerate it. And it continues, and we started getting like every single break, you know, between classes, between periods. Mm-hmm. We used to go to like this little bench by the school and, you know, talk and, you know, fall more in love. I was starting to get mad feelings about her. So our first kiss, we went behind the gym of the school and we were both sitting down next to each other. And there was a house behind us that started playing Marvin Gaye's. That song, I've been thinking about. What's the name of the song?
Shit. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's one of his biggest hits.
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On. Yeah. So literally, we're there and he started playing Let's Get It On and we're making out. It felt like a fucking movie, literally. And the, dude, the first kiss is like, it's pure euphoria. There's nothing better than that. Like, you, colors are brighter, sounds are crispier, flavors are way tastier. Everything in my life got immediately better. Immediately. Like, I remember that moment very well. It's just like,
I don't know about all that. Flavors and shit.
Yeah, well, you never experienced it, by the way. So I don't know what the fuck.
You did not kiss her. You should have kissed her, dude. You should have at least kissed her.
How can you not kiss her?
Before you say goodbye, kiss her.
I know.
But anyways, we're there. And, dude, that, like, changed the game. We're texting every single day. We're talking to each other. On the weekends, we used to go see each other. You know, go by the park, get ice cream. We even scheduled a day to go to the amusement park, which is a huge deal, like, whenever you're in high school, because you have to ask your parents for money. Now they know, like, you're liking this girl.
Uh-huh.
For my birthday, she gave me this, you know, she gave me this, what the fuck did... She gave me this, like, little frame with a picture of her in it, you know? So it got to that level where, like... 2.5 months in.
Jesus, bro. Yo, how long is this story, dude? You've literally talked for 20 minutes and we haven't gotten to the part where she breaks your heart. Just, I went to the bleachers, kissed her, finger her ass, dude. It was amazing, bro. Marvin Gaye was playing. And then she sent me a picture of herself because I'm that cool. Bro, get to the part where she broke your heart.
Dude, none of you guys had good stories about heartbreak. Literally. I'm the only one who's about to say, like, how I got my heart broken. But anyways.
Okay. I was having a fifth way and she left. She left in the middle of me fucking five girls. It was horrible, guys. You should have seen me. They were all naked on top of me and I couldn't see her past all the titties.
I thought you
dude.
Were not going to interrupt so we could get to the point. Otherwise, this is an hour long podcast. Dude, anyways. So we're there, you know, 2.5 months in.
Uh-huh.
It's going crazy. We go to the amusement park, you know, writing letters to each other. We're... You know, making out in high school was literally better than anything else. Like, it's better than sex now. Making out in high school, that's what it felt like.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah. Dude, you just feel like
especially
it's...
Especially... keep going, what?
And, people are walking by.
Yeah, people are also walking by the way. There's
yeah,
like,
so we're like...
It's not just this. yeah.
So we're there, and she... After 3 months together, you know, pure happiness, she says, hey, I gotta move out of town, like 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big deal, because obviously you have no fucking car when you're, especially in Costa Rica, dude. You get everywhere by bus. Having a car is almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, 3 hours away, like, your parents are not really gonna let you travel that long alone just to see a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what's coming. She was like, but you know what? We'll see each other occasionally and all this other shit. So we keep it up for a month, and here's the first sign of, like, you know, where it gets bitter. And keep in mind, I'm in cloud nine.
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking. She's living in this other town 3 hours away, and she's like, yeah, I'm making friends, you know, I'm meeting people and stuff like that. And she asked me, hey, can I go to the movies with this guy?
Damn.
Okay. So man. We're still together at that point. I'm still in cloud nine. And I've never really been the jealous type, so I was just like, I mean, I don't give a shit. Like, what am I, your dad? That was a whole relationship.
But deep down, you do care. You just
of course you
wanted
care.
To...
Well, in my head, I didn't feel it yet, because to me, like, it was just, like, some person. I don't know, like, I hadn't really processed that, you know, the whole another guy might be just scheming to get your girl type shit.
Okay.
So, at that point, I was just like, I mean, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know why you're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
So, she goes out with him. And then we keep talking, and then there was a point where we both got to where it's just like, it has to end. You know, it's too far away. We're not seeing each other. There's no point in us continuing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be too hard. So we have the phone call, you know, and be like, all right. And I don't know how to feel. I'm maybe more in shock than I am, like, sad. And for a week, I'm fine. And then I'm fine. You know, weeks go by, and I'm just like, oh, okay, it's cool. And my parents know, my friends know. And then a month after we break up, I see a picture on Facebook of her and the guy she went to the movies with, and they're in a relationship. Damn. And when I saw that, it was slow motion, like, and my heart went.
The vertigo effect.
Dude, literally the vertigo effect came in, and dude, my heart disappeared. It completely got disintegrated. Like, I felt all the emotions at once. Like, everything mm-hmm. came in. Dude, and I remember I was at the house alone. My parents were doing something. My brother was, like, being a fuck up. And I called one of my friends, and I'm just crying for an hour straight on the phone with him.
Wow.
I'm just like,
what the fuck?
Dude, she's in a fucking relationship with a fucking guy. What the fuck? You know, and I'm crying, and they're just listening. And
dude, so I'm enjoying this. Dude, this feeds me.
And it was, dude, I remember. Dude, it was the worst experience. Mm-hmm. It's aching, like your body aches, and like, you know, when people say, oh, your heart breaks, it literally felt like my heart was aching, like my soul and everything. I was like, I don't know how to control this pain. And it comes in waves, it just hits you, and you'll be fine one day, and then later at night it fucking hits you hard. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I need a day, and then sadness comes in mm-hmm. and punches you right in the mouth.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And it's like a pulse, you know, that like every now and then it'll come. And that lasted for like a month and a half. And then you slowly get better. My friends were fucking amazing, dude. Like, high school friends. I always had a good group of friends, thankfully. You know, and they were taking me out. We were going camping. And they were, like, being super supportive. Because, yeah, I mean, just so you, for context, like, while we were dating, we used to do all the cute shit. You know, I used to write her letters. My friend used to play guitar. We gave her a serenade, that kind of shit. We used to go on picnics.
Damn.
You know, put the little blanket. I never do that shit now, because after that shit, my heart, the walls came up, and it was sick of the day.
Also, the word simp. Also, when that word came out, that made every guy stop doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it was, to me, I've always been a romantic. Always. I've never not been a romantic. I love doing cute shit. But after that, it was just like, I never, never have really met a girl that I was just like, okay, I kind of want to do that with. Like, my heart just went dark and cold, and I just heard in the background, Hendrix.
Hendrix.
That's our future reference for anyone listening, but yeah.
Well, dude, I have a question. So, did girls change, or have they always been like this? Because,
well, you can't say that, because it depends, of course, on girls. All girls are different. You can't say, like, they all got a software update. And they all changed.
Well, I guess the reason I'm saying is because, yeah, I mean, look what Phil's saying. I guess, would y'all rather... All right, dude, what happens when you hear that a girl fucks a lot of dudes? What goes in your head? Do you want her or do you not want her?
Well, it depends for what you want her for. Like, what
for
you
a
want
relationship.
Exclusive monogamous relationship? No.
Like, that's it would lower my want for that.
Right. Now, you know, that's sure. controversial, because there's like, what do you mean it would lower it? How does that make us be any less? We're still the same woman. Now, here's why it lowers it. Let me give you a perfect non-biased explanation.
But it
because it makes anything else seem less special. That's why. Because if you have 100 cars, another car
is less meaningful.
Less meaningful. That's it. It's nothing about judging. It's just like, that's physics and science.
But also, I don't think you should phrase it as just sex. Like, it could mean anything else as well. Like, maybe
emotional availability. I think that's the biggest thing, because yeah. when I mean, first of all, your dream student girl, like, getting railed.
No, I mean, don't give a fuck about that bitch. Dude, I would have been in there training her too and left the next day. But I'm talking about
we know that's not true.
I'm talking about that whole romantic shit is now seen as simp. Like, you're a simp, and it's like, no, dude, I'm trying to be romantic because care.
Now,
and it's not being a simp.
Now, when I try to do, like, cute shit for girls, that word always pops up in my head, like, oh, fuck, I can't do this now.
Right.
Because now the guy next to me is going to go, like, fucking simp.
Dude, but who gives a fuck? Well, no. When did Karen become uncool? I think it's so stupid. And I think when you give a fuck too much about what people think, you, like, rob yourself from being happy. Dude, you are going to get heartbroken. It's sort of like saying, well, I don't want to start a business if it might fail. There's always a risk of failure. So you try it anyways.
No, no, but we're not saying that. We're saying so that the girl now, like, oh, he's doing romantic shit for me. He's a simp. What a loser.
Well, you got the wrong girl, first of all.
But that's most of them now, dude, because of social media. Like, it's not that...
Yeah, back then, I feel like it was way more, like, acceptable to, like, I don't know, take them out on picnics and, like, give them roses and shit, like you said.
Okay,
now it just feels corny.
Exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
It just feels corny, bro.
After doing the dating app video that I did, dude, the availability, like, based on sort of... basically what Alejandro said, where things are less meaningful because it's like there's so much choice now. There's an extreme amount of choice for everybody, mainly girls, you know, they develop sexual maturity way earlier than guys. Like, we don't have as many experiences early on as they do just because of availability, right? At least 90% of guys, the top 10%.
It's getting cold. Story.
Yeah. And that does kind of... I know what you're saying. Yeah, basically...
Well, I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm saying...
No, things are the way they are. This is the game.
Yeah, the world has evolved into, unfortunately, now you can't really be romantic because you're being called a simp.
No, and I think the difference is you have to be a lot more careful as a romantic... Like, as a guy, you have to be very... Dude, you have to be super mindful as to who you open your heart with, like, in that aspect. As to, okay, is this the kind of person that I would want to be in a relationship... Basically, if you get in a fight and they threaten, well, I'm going to go talk to this other guy. Or if they're like playing stupid ass games to get you jealous. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to fucking do this. Now, I guess you have to be a lot more careful. That's what it comes down to, in my personal opinion. But it is less meaningful doing romantic shit because girls are getting validated left and right. Like, way more than they were before.
Well, it's to the point, dude, because... You see it everywhere. Don't call a girl beautiful because you'll lose her. What in the
Yeah, that's
fuck,
so stupid, dude.
Bro.
Stupid shit. What?
It just made a 180.
You can't fucking treat her nice because she'll leave you. What the fuck? And then you see all these TikToks. When he opens the door for me, when he slaps me, treats me like shit. And you know the TikTok how they want that other guy. And it's like, dude, when can I be nice? You know, because I mean, I'm not saying be like a simp. I'm saying like...
No,
you're
you can't
just a
be
cool
nice.
Dude. I'm saying you're just a cool dude, and you just want to be nice because you're just a cool dude.
I think the problem is most people didn't have a healthy upbringing, and the only way they know how to fucking relate to another person is be fucking toxic. It's like the only person who would perceive politeness as a weakness is people who are literally fucked in the head.
Okay,
you know,
like
people
that.
Who were not raised correctly, and this is most people, by the way.
Yeah,
like whenever you know children of divorce and all this other shit, they had a shitty environment and they don't know how people communicate love in a healthy way.
Right,
they're like, oh, if he treats me like shit, since I saw my dad treat my mom like shit, that's how love is supposed to be. It's like, bro, that is stupid to me. I never want to be with a person who thinks that way. Like, if I just see those flags early on, too, it's just like, nah, dude. Bye. So I don't subscribe to that shit.
Damn. These hoes ain't loyal. Anyways.
Misogyny.
I wanted to talk about another thing, too. fucking the infamous comments that everybody gets once they move to L.A. Oh, bro. Steezy. L.A. changed you. Oh, yo, this new L.A. Steezy, he's different now. L.A. changed him, blah, blah, blah. This motherfucking city that everybody moves to, everybody eventually makes a move. Like, I don't know. I just see so many of those comments.
Where?
On YouTube, on Instagram. Well, not that many.
I've literally seen none.
It's more, yeah, I mean, you've probably seen none. It's actually not that often.
But it's
I guess
on your
brains,
mind.
Brains just remember negative stuff more than positive stuff, which is fucked up. I don't know why we're made like that. But yeah, I definitely don't get it as much as anybody else gets it. But still, it's just weird. You can literally move to LA and not change at all, and you'll still get those comments. So that just shows that LA just has like a cliche vibe to it, you know? And yeah, I mean, like I said, everybody moves here. You get those comments, and you start to question yourself, like, did I change? Like, am I acting different in my videos? Is my comedy like different or what's going on?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no, I mean, the main reason why I moved to LA, the only reason I moved to LA is purely for the weather, which is not why people usually move here. I mean, no, the weather is great here. Yeah. I mean, people do move here for that, but they more move here for connections and stuff. But me, like, I don't know. I grew up in Texas and I still don't have a tolerance for the heat. LA is just so nice. Like outside AC. It's amazing.
I think people see what they want to see. So whenever they're like, oh, season change, is because I don't know. People look for any dumbass fucking excuse to kind of like already have an assumption in their head. Like mm-hmm. if their favorite band puts an album that is a different musical style than typically they play out, they're like, oh, what the fuck? My band changed. What the fuck? Like, it's, dude, they're the same artist. It's like you can't expect somebody to be the exact same person 24/7 as to when you discover them. Like, you are going to grow.
Another thing I get is like, oh, Steezy, bro, we want the old high school vlogs. Like, I don't know. They expect me to time travel and go and like fucking film again in my high school when I'm a sophomore. Yeah, it's just so weird. But of course, when something, it's like changing. Some people see it as changing. Some people, the person who does go through that is like more like evolving.
Yeah.
You're kind of transitioning into the next era. And that's what an artist is. It's someone who can reinvent themselves.
Well, how come you're bringing this up?
Also, I don't really know. I guess just to touch on it. But also, like, even with the skits and stuff, like, or the production value of my videos, like, are going up so high. I know people think that I'm, like, hiring people to, you know, like, producers to, like, kind of put everything together for me, and writers and stuff, but everything's still me, and it's all like still directed by me. All the skits are written by me. It's just I'm getting better at it, because in my whole old high school vlogs, they do seem more authentic,
right?
Because, you know, they're like these weird shots on my iPhone and like this weird dialogue and stuff, and now they're like, I would say, a lot better. But it's just because I'm getting better at it.
The change is weird, like, because I mean that's what you're talking about. Basically, you're touching on change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we changed so much, dude. The person I was 2 years ago, even a year ago, probably is very different. Like, before we moved to LA, I was a very fucking different person, I think, you know, post Goat House type shit, and 100 and I talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's only natural. Like, you can only fucking change. There's no way that you're gonna stay the same and be happy. Like, the whole point of life is growth, and, you know, just embrace that shit.
But you're bringing it up because it's bothering you, or you just wanna, what's going on?
I mean,
on?
Of course it bothers. I mean, it bothers anybody if they get it, but not like it's a problem.
You're addressing it.
I just addressed it. There doesn't have to be a reason to talk about stuff.
Okay. Now I'm trying to figure out where you were going with this. Like, are you saying you're just trying to, like, hey guys, I'm still the same dude?
Yeah.
And here are the reasons why?
I guess.
Shut up, pussies. Don't fucking say that shit anymore. You should say that.
No, I mean, freedom of speech.
No.
Yeah.
You want to wrap it up?
I guess so.
Nah, dude, let's not wrap it up. It's barely getting good. Look at the lighting. It's beautiful lighting.
But this has to be a short podcast, so, you know, people can transition into.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 30 minutes right now.
Oh, it's 30?
Because we started it. No, I'm saying because we started it like 5 minutes, and then we had like the whole thing another 5 minutes. So it's like 30 minutes.
We'll wrap it up on one more story.
Yeah.
What's another story?
I mean, dude, it's okay. So is that the only time you open your heart to somebody, or have you?
No, I want to talk about something, a quicker story recently, and I'll pass it and I'll ask you the question. What is something, was that a bee? Or is that where you're acting that way, or?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. So, it's cold as fuck, by the way. So that's why we're, you know, convulsing over here. What is a time recently, meaning since we moved to LA, have you felt any sort of connection to somebody? where you're like, oh, maybe. Like, you think that in your head. Oh, maybe.
After moving to LA?
Yeah, or recent, like, within the past year. Where you're like, oh, that was cool. I could kind of maybe see myself doing that. You know, being in a relationship with them or opening yourself up a little bit more.
No, after the shit that happened in high school, no. I haven't.
But don't you think that limits your whole human experience? Because you're basically completely shutting off a part of your life based on a single experience that you had maybe 10 years ago?
Not really. Just because that's a choice that I make. And it's more to like... I don't know. Again, I just don't want to build a bridge and knock it down. Which then it goes into another circle because, you know, nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, this point in my life, I'm focused and I would rather like spend time building up my career and then I'll jump into relationships and stuff after, like when I'm 30-ish.
Yeah, dude, let's do it when we're 50.
50, that's a perfect time.
Yeah.
Well, so me and a friend talk about this often and things don't substantially change to the point where you might be open to things like yeah, you're probably going to mature and maybe be in a better place in your career, but there's always going to be shit. So, do you really think like 10 years from now, you might be in a position, and that's a trivial number, that's a random fucking number. We don't even know how we're deciding that. Like, do you think 10 years from now, you'd be like, okay, I can kind of see myself maybe getting a relationship. Like, do you have to experience more of a particular thing to, like, what do you think you're shutting down if you get into a relationship?
Well, I think what he's saying is, dude, girls are just a distraction right now.
Yeah, right now.
And there's no point to have that distraction around you when you're trying to make money and build something up. Because, I mean, it's not just that girls are a distraction. It's just anything that is not used for your purpose is a distraction. So yeah, we're not shitting on girls. We're just like, it takes up time. All you get is pleasure and validation.
Yeah, and another thing that people say is like, doing all that right now in my young years will make me learn about myself. Like, even for the high school thing, I did learn a lot about myself as well, but in my personal opinion, it's not worth it for my time, for what I'm trying to do right now. Time management, that's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not missing that much, dude. It's once you've had one experience, like, oh, they all repeat themselves. It's like, we'll go on dates.
When did you have the fucking experience? You've never been in a relationship like that.
Dude,
you didn't fucking say
anything. I've been in multiple relationships, dude.
Multiple relationships? Multiple ones. How long did they last?
4-6 months. You know, it's
the same. What the fuck?
It's the same shit. You go
on
dates.
4-6 months?
I wonder, our heartbreak stories are nothing. I wonder how it's like for somebody with like 5 years plus and something drastic happens.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That shit's probably
dude, you haven't even been in a year relationship.
Deadly.
No, but I'm saying it's like, it repeats itself. It is the same shit.
Yeah,
over.
Same.
And there's no progress because once she leaves, all those wasted hours on late night phone calls because she was sad or like, you have to fucking not do this because you went on a date with her, how this guy does a lot. You know, like, oh, I have to go do this. I can't do a podcast.
Wait, what do you mean how this guy does
a lot?
You can't just slip that in there. You can't just slip that in there and expect me to have a response. Now, I've been posting more videos than you!
But anyway, I think what he's saying is that, dude, yes, dude, all this time that you give up for this person that in one day, it was all gone. Because it's not like you build up like you're in a relationship and then you gain something out of it. No, dude, once she's gone, it's like all the effort and time is gone too.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone as well. It's not like she's going to hit you back up like, oh,
but
dude, do you want
to
get back
there's
together?
There's also a balance to it because there is stuff that stays like,
yeah.
I don't
that's
know,
such
the
a
lessons.
Limited view on this
no,
fucking
no, it's not
experience.
Limited. He's giving you the limit. He's like, after 5 or 10 years, he's going to hit that side of life.
Yeah.
But right now he's focusing on the side of money, grinding it out, like getting all this. And I mean, dude, it's just a balance. We all have different roads to the same path. Now, if he said he'll never want to get in a relationship, then that's different. Cause like okay, dude. I mean, never. Can't say never.
Do you got? Do you say? Do you see yourself ever getting in a relationship?
Yeah.
Marrying like, someone?
Yeah. When I'm like 30-ish.
Okay.
My 30 years.
No, you're just gonna be 40. Dude. You're gonna change your mind.
Maybe 40. No, yeah. That's too late. That's way too late. But honestly, I do see it as like maybe early 30s, mid 30s, around there. That's when I want to
men peak
get
around
married.
35.
Fuck no, dude.
Yeah, they do.
I would say 40.
No, men do peak like at 30.
Dude, what
35.
What kind of men are y'all talking about?
Dude. 40, that's when you start growing gray hairs.
Yeah, dude. You get buff, you get jagged, you have gray hair.
Nah, 40 is when things start to go downhill.
Yeah, well, this fucking money. You've been eating healthy? Bro, 35?
35 is a good... Dude, you start peaking at 35.
Nah, I don't want... I mean, if you're a loser, yeah, you start peaking at 35.
But wait, what? So you peak later?
At 40, dude. If you're dope, dude, you're peaking like at probably 50, dude. Probably no. 50 is our
what?
Peak
No,
time.
That's lamer. You're supposed to peak earlier.
What do you mean peak? What's your definition of peak?
Dude, you have health, wealth, and happiness. All check. Like, spiritual mindset. Like,
you're
good.
Because after your peak, you're saying you're only going to go down. Because if you're at your peak, only down happens. So I'm saying, dude, when I'm 35, I'm still going to keep going up. So that's what I'm saying. The peak is probably like around 50 when you're like, you've reached the amount of wealth you have.
I'm speaking in generalities where like men are more emotionally mature. They're probably financially secure than like
ever. So you're saying at 35, you're not going to get more financial
secure? Man, I'm just enjoying this view
right now.
And
more emotional secure?
Not much more if you do things right.
But you're still going to keep going up.
Of course.
So I mean, it's not your peak.
Dude.
This view is amazing.
So girl, like for, it's like saying.
I just stood up and I went away from this argument, the circle talk.
He's
got to
do his thing, dude. He's got to do his thing.
Anyways.
It's a great view, man. You guys are arguing
man,
off
fuck
of point.
This view,
you
dude.
Guys are arguing off
I've seen
of,
this view
hold
multiple
hold on,
times.
Hold on, hold on.
It's garbage.
You guys are arguing off of when men peak. Think about that.
I'm peaking right
There's
now.
There's no more circle talk than that. That was crazy. Dude, that
dude,
was
you're
funny.
Not even looking at the cameras or eyes. You're just
like
looking
like,
at
it's
the
like,
view.
No, dude, men peak at 35. No, 50. No, they peak at 35. What's the point?
Bro, let's just... We're literally fucking having a car. That's the point of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just funny that that's what y'all choose to argue over. But anyways, I think that's a good place to wrap up the episode.
It's cold,
yeah. Yeah, for anybody listening, anybody new that's new here, because I know a lot of you are new here. We do this podcast twice a week. We try to. We have an Instagram, which is really great. It has short clips. You can follow that. It's pretty entertaining. Pullout.podcast on Instagram. Also, we have Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts. And, of course, check out our Patreon. Consider subscribing for our Discord and bonus episodes. But other than that, yeah, it's cold. We're going to leave. Love you guys.
Like
Bye.
A headache. Bye.
The peak is 50.
Sick.